Kamala. The next item, please.
Item 52, request of Diana Miesenhelter to address council regarding net zero emissions by 2025.
Welcome. Please state your name for the record and make yourself comfortable with that mic. You can move it to make it fit where you need it be.
It's my first time with bifocals. A little scary.
Know the feeling.
The IPCC report right before the COP25 in Madrid said that globally carbon emissions need to drop by at least 8% annually to avoid catastrophic climate change. Since the U.S. is the second largest emitter of greenhouse gases in the world and the highest emitter per capita, our required action is higher and faster than that. We are currently on a path towards 3.7 degrees centigrade, and at this level, 60% of global crops fail, are predicted to fail, yet emissions overall keep increasing. We have to act now, and it will require a World War II type of mobilization. The City Climate Action Plan is too little too late. We need annual concrete steps towards a rapid managed decline of fossil fuels. If Portland is seen internationally as a green city, can't set the stage in terms of what needs to happen, then who will? Given how repeatedly scientists are telling us that we must do more faster, Extinction Rebellion pushes towards net zero 2025, knowing that the higher, faster bar for developed countries and that we haven't seen the full impact of the albedo effect and feedback loops. We will not come close to reaching the time frame set by the IPCC, which continues to shrink, if we don't put into place ambitious goals now. 2050 is far too late for net zero, and yet those within the city who measure emissions tell us we are not even on track for that. Therefore, XR demands that you consider annual concrete steps towards managed fossil fuel decline, clean energy investments, a move away from auto-centric transportation planning, widespread energy conservation measures, carbon rationing, low-cost accessible zero-emission public transit, carbon sequestration through natural means, and more. In September, we delivered demands for a concrete action plan for 2020 towards reaching net zero more rapidly, and such measures will not only create jobs as we transition to a more just and healthy society, but would be model for other municipalities to follow. We know there is not a plan. If there's not a plan, then change will not be forthcoming. The five-year time frame for the city's climate action plan has demonstrated inadequacies given rapidly changing conditions, and so it's critical to come up with annual goals and concrete steps in line with what the best science is telling us, even if it's in the form of a simple goals checklist each year. Extinction Rebellion supports an inclusive citizens' assembly process involving youth, frontline communities, grassroots climate organizations, and citizen stakeholders, including ourselves. And we also have to balance the critical timelines facing us and should not postpone upgrading the city's climate action plan in 2020. We must begin by expanding who's at the table and identifying steps so that everyone can get behind and start implementing as we work through the more difficult issues. The time to act is short, and we hope to see more of Portland's bold leadership in the forefront as municipalities around the country are taking actions.
Ma'am, how much more do you
have? Two sentences.
Okay.
Many other municipalities and states and climate think tanks have ideas that should be tried here, and in turn, we need to do more to model for others. Believe the science and act accordingly.
Thank you so much for your testimony.
Thank you.
Next